You know those songs where as soon as you get them, you just play them on a constant loop for like the whole week? You know those songs? Well, those songs I call the Song of the Week, and they help me remember exactly what was going on in my life that week because I play the song over and over and over, and I just remember everything that happened the day that the song became the Song of the Week. And so when I was driving along the other day, pushed shuffle, and one of my old Songs of the Week just came on, and I was taken back to that day when that song became the Song of the Week. I remember it like it was yesterday. Sure, it was only 10 months ago, but I remember the song started when I decided to compare Brooke White's album to Demi Lovato's new album, and it was nothing but those two albums for like a whole month. And I remember I was packing because I was moving, like every other summer and every other living situation before this one. The lease ends, I don't have a new place lined up to live, and I kind of just find something temporary until I happen into something awesome. And that's what happened last summer. All I knew was my lease was up, and I was gonna go stay a month at Erica and Audrey's house with her two roommates, whom I all worked with and didn't know very well, by the way. But that's all I knew. It was July of last year when I became obsessed with this song. I was driving to work. I remember everything about that day. I walk into work, go about my business, set up the restaurant like every other day, check out the reservation sheet, and then I saw it.
Female waitress.
And here's the thing with me, I remember the soundtrack to any moment in my life. If there was music playing during anything slightly significant, I will remember what song it was. I remember the song that was playing in the background on the Muzak when I saw it on the reservation sheet. A man who requested a female waitress. Why? I don't know. But because of the song, I just pictured an older, frailer man with whitish hair dancing to this song. But I couldn't believe the reservation. It was hilarious. I even remember what the reservation looked like. It was all disheveled with this little squiggle to a sidebar saying, "By the way, I want a chick as my server." Oh man, it was great. We had just opened and no one was going to come in for a good 20 minutes. It's my favorite time of the day. I just hope and hope that a good song comes on the Muzak and just ponder different things in my head while I color in the floor map. Sure, I'll answer the phones occasionally and do some actual work, but for me, it was always intended to be a peaceful moment, a time where I could be free to be completely in my head. It's kind of like a moment of zen, and at the time, I wasn't too familiar with all the servers. I'd only started a few months ago, and on that day, I remember Kathy being the only one to come up to the host stand, and she stood out. She'd always keep me company at the host stand, which I love. She's just so cool, such a genuine, incredible human being. And I remember I was just so happy that this song played on the Muzak during my moment of zen. It was my Song of the Week a few years ago. My Uncle Matt had played it in his car, telling everyone, "Oh man, check out this tune, it's such an awesome tune." I remember I used to think the lyric was bush, like he wants a small shrub or a bush. I wanna bush you around. I was young, but the song was perfect. It just put me in a better mood than I already was. I remember thinking about the future while I soothingly wrote in the names of who was in what section. I was happy. I just get so lost in my head sometimes that I forget I'm actually supposed to be working. However, side work was never my thing. I always forgot to unlock the door. And that day, I forgot to unlock the door.
Did you just open?
Yeah, kind of, but not really. I just haven't unlocked that door. But that's the thing about where I work. There's always something to observe, something to think about. And the best part is that there's a soundtrack provided. And sometimes when I hear a song for the first time, a strange music video kind of happens in my head to what I'm looking at. I remember Lana was working on the patio that day. She was one of the people I was going to have to see for the next chunk of time. She's one of Erica's roommates. And at the time, I was terrified of her. I mean, I'm still terrified of her. I mean, she barely speaks, and when she does, it's all scary, but it's not, it's weird. All I knew was that she was super into conspiracy theories and angry at the world. I remember one moment where I just got lost in the song that was playing in the background, and I'd never heard it before, and my eyes just wandered outside, and Lana was wiping off her tables, making them look clean. And I remember wondering if she was hearing the lyrics of the song that was on. They seemed right up her alley.
There are over 6 billion people on this planet, not enough fresh drinking water. Religious intolerance created geopolitical instability.
Then in the music video in my head, she's wiping off the tables all fast. You know, it was like this live-action music video right in front of my eyes. I just looked at her and I thought, I kind of just want to be her buddy. And that's usually what I do in my downtime, is enjoy the music video in my head. Kathy kind of snapped me out of it with her chatter about her bad tip streak the night before.
I'm telling you, every single table that sat in my section was tipping me. 5 on 45, 6 on 72.
I mean, it was... Okay, now I've been there a while and I still don't know what's a good tip. 5 on 48, 6 on 32, 7 on 98. I have no idea what's good, great, or horrible. I always used to say, is that bad? But then I realized I should just start grumbling with them no matter what.
Jerks.
Then I remembered the hilarious reservation and I had to tell her.
Look at this. Dennis wants to be a male waitress. And
that's
he does
discrimination.
Not want to sit close to the kitchen.
That's discrimination. You cannot accommodate people that do that.
I didn't write that, but I think it's really funny.
It's discrimination. And if like the workforce were to come in, if somebody like that, the manager that took that, could be terminated.
Wow.
It's like going in and saying, I don't want a Vietnamese person around me. It's total discrimination.
That's
gender discrimination.
So interesting.
Of course, the phone interrupts and actual work has to be done, but during which time, all I'm thinking about are the possibilities for this reservation. What's he gonna look like? Why does he want a female waitress? Did he have some kind of traumatic experience with a male server? The possibilities! I was so excited, and all I had to do was my job, wait for Dennis to come in for his reservation. The day just got better after that moment. I was getting really nice people who were perfectly fine with where I was seating them.
Any one of these you want? Anything calling out to you? Calling you.
I was just being myself and enjoying it.
Oh, that's so cool! Let me see that! Little hands? Whose little hands are those?
That's my two boys.
Oh, those are cute! Like
did
this.
Say rad?
I did say rad. I'm 21.
Oh, I love it. I've been seeing rad for years. People are like, oh, you're like showing your age when you say
rad. What is rad, like a 90s, 80s thing? What is it?
Big time 80s word.
80s?
Big time 80s.
Rad.
Yeah. Rad.
Rad. Well, I use it all the time.
Awesome.
Take these away. Awesome, tubular.
All I'm thinking about is, where should I seat him? Inside? Outside? Should I give him a female server like he asked? Or should I spite him and give him a dude? Should I give him to Kathy?
Why? What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna give him great service like I would eat. My concern is if they're asking for a female waitress, they might try and... You know what I mean? Just the whole...
Yeah, why would they want a female waitress? It's so weird.
Because they want a player. I won't put up with it.
What do you mean, like, player? Like, oh, hey, sweetie. What
right. That kind of bullshit. I won't put up with it, so...
I gotta get someone to take this to-go order.
Wait for Dennis to arrive. I had this whole scenario worked up in my head. I pictured him to be older, perhaps with a cigar and a small beard for him to stroke, and he wanted a female server so he could recruit for his underground prostitution ring. I had it all figured out. Then, the moment I waited for, Dennis arrived. Well, he did have a beard to stroke, and he was old. So far, I was on the right track.
Hello.
I'm line 31, I'm waiting for
you. Okay.
He wanted to wait for the rest of his party to arrive, which was one other person. I watched like a hawk, but a discreet hawk. Instead of sitting on the bench or waiting outside, he stood by the window and peered out onto the patio. He was stroking his beard and fiddling with it as he leered out the windows. I adjusted my stance so I could see what he was seeing. It was Lana, with her one little table outside at 81, and Dennis just watched as she picked up her tray and walked away. I don't know, it just felt really eerie to me. Maybe he was a part of an underground prostitution ring. And so Dennis waited for what seemed like eternity. He just stayed in that same spot to stare out onto the patio, and all I kept thinking was, I have to ask, inside or outside. I gotta say, I was a little worried. But then his party arrived. Another female. Interesting. I then felt immediately comfortable in seating them wherever I wanted.
Let's go to this window seat here.
There's something about another woman being around that makes me feel like they'll believe the decision of where I decide to seat you will be adequate because I am a capable female. Of course, after I sat him, everyone wanted to know what happened.
I put him in Dan's section.
Oh, did you?
Because he didn't say, like, I want this.
Oh, okay.
I just did it. Oh, you heard about it?
Yeah.
He's over here. He's the bald guy at 64. Oh, but he was looking outside, like, the whole time he was waiting for his person, he was looking outside.
He requested a female server?
Yeah.
I would have purposely stuck him in a male section.
I did.
Yeah, no way.
Later on, Kathy came up and told me something Lana had said. All I heard was Lana, and I was terrified.
Lana just gave you a huge compliment.
Why? What, a bad thing?
No, a huge compliment.
Oh.
I remember I mostly wanted to know, what was it? Ooh, I was curious. But to tell you the truth, I felt like a million bucks after that.
How's it going, ladies?
Thanks. Two, please.
Two. Want to go inside or out? Are we going out? All right, this way.
In a shady spot.
In a shady spot.
Someone I'm absolutely terrified of gives me a compliment. That eases the fear a little.
Okay, let's see. Well, we got a shady one over there. We got a shady one right there. Look, this one's pretty covered right here. I just did this. A little bit of that, and then one of you here, one of you here. A little bit of that. All right, thank you, ladies. Enjoy.
I went about the rest of the day at work, and as soon as I got off, I played my song of the day. It was a good day. And now, 10 months later, after getting to know all these amazing people who work here and the incredible experiences and thoughts I had and things I did, it just blows my mind that for the whole shift, I caused everyone to laugh about the man who wanted a female server.
So what's the biz? What's been going on this morning?
Now that we're all just laughing about things.
It's not that great a story when you think about it, but to me, the reservation of the female waitress continued the day with what I love most, humor. It made my day, and that was just one tiny moment, and it started with the one song. But that's the thing, there are so many little connections attached to one tiny moment. That's just the way I take it in. It would take me years to describe all of the moments with the people I've met and the thoughts I've had. But that's what I love the most, these tiny little moments, and thanks to music, I won't forget much of it.